Blackhawks get their first look this season at a longtime rival as the St. Louis Blues hit town for their second game in as many nights. The Blues are a good team on the road, but they've scored only 9 goals in their last 6 games overall and have been shut out twice as injuries to key players have made a difference. Taken back by Trevor Daly. He'll spin it down beside the Blues net. Elliott winds it in behind, and then Gunnarsson turned it over and found a shot by Dano. He scores! His first Chicago Blackhawk goal, Marco Dano in the right place at the right time. Gunnarsson threw a pizza in front of the net, and there was Marco Dano, who swats it past Elliott. Early on, the Hawks lead 1-0. Dano from Hartman. The Rockford kids come through, and now a shot from the left point by Colton Parayko. They score. This one deflects past Crawford. And actually deflected and changed speeds in front of the Hawk net and went over Crawford's shoulder. The Blues have tied it at 1. Andrew Desjardins and Colton Parayko slap at it simultaneously at the right point. Puck tumbles to the right corner. Now the puck given away at the Hawk line. Shaw on a breakaway over the Blues line. Down the slot. He's hooked.
That's a penalty shot.
And tumbles into it. Brian Elliott. Desjardins, meanwhile, has the live puck. Could not get a shot away. And a penalty shot will be called here to the Blues. Here's Shaw. Picks up the puck at center ice. Cruising in over the Blues line, down the slot, shoots, he scores! Penalty shot goal for Andrew Shaw! He's 1-for-2 in NHL penalty shots, and it's 2-1 Hawks! Teravainen crossing the Blues line, drops it at the right point, Patrick Kane trying to elude a check there from Steve Ott, put it down to the end boards. Teuvo Teravainen checked off the puck, but Artem Anisimov took it back. The Kane left corner. The Daly left point. Hammers a shot. Blocked in front. Teravainen. The rebound. He scores! Teuvo Teravainen with his second goal in as many games. It's now 3-1 Hawks. Here's Desjardins in behind the net. To the right wing circle. And a shot from Marco Dano is blocked. And here come the Blues the other way. On the right wing at center ice. Robbie Fabry over the Hawk line. Shoots and scores! He waited for traffic to generate itself in front of the Hawk net, and Fabry fired a wrist shot that beats Corey Crawford. The Blues are back to within 1, trailing 3-2. Fedberg to Teravainen. He floats the puck in front of the Blues net to the left wing corner. Kane's got it there. Kane around to the left point, fighting off Ty Ratty. Set up Seabrook from the left point, fires, he scores! A bomb from Seabrook from the left point! He beat Elliott cleanly over the right shoulder. For Seabrook, that is goal number 4 on the season. He puts the Hawks back on top by a pair at 4-2. Hawks on a power play, their second of the night. Seabrook in the high slot.
No stick.
There's Kane for the left circle. Shoots and scores! Patrick Kane! His second goal in as many games. And for Patrick Kane, that's goal number 8 on the season, number 4 on the power play. Hawks 1-for-2 on the power play here tonight. Now lead the Blues 5-2. From the right point, Colton Parayko fires. They score at the top of the Hawk crease. One of the Blues tipped that one past Corey Crawford. And the Blues now back to within a pair. And Alex Steen again. And it's 5-3. Favor the Hawks. Left circle. Taken there by Robbie Fabry. To the line, to Bomeister, to Butler, right point, to Fabry, right half boards, to Gomez in the right corner, fed it in front, Brower, he put it out in front for Bomeister, who shoots and scores. It's a power play goal, and the Blues have fought back to draw within 1 of the Hawks, trailing 5-4 with 2:48 left in the second period. Backers from the left board. Fabry down the left wing in behind the Hawk net. Set up the right circle. Petrangelo hammers the shot wide. Beck has got it back and from the bottom of the left circle kicks it to his stick and shot it off of Crawford and into the back of the Hawk net. And the Blues have fought all the way back from a 5-2 deficit and tied this game at 5. Mays reaching around. Tarasenko knocked it free, but Laterra fed the slot. Petrangelo shoots. Crawford is down with a butterfly save. 109 on the overtime. Here's Tarasenko with a shot from the slot. He scores! And the St. Louis Blues fight all the way back and win this game in overtime. Vladimir Tarasenko, their leading scorer, put it past Corey Crawford. And the Blues win here tonight 6-5.